Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation. Today on the Buzzcast, Jennifer Ritzinger talks to Nikhil Kothari, an architect in the UI Framework Group, about his mix session, Building Components and Services for the Programmable Web. Jennifer?
So, Nikhil, you're going to be speaking at Mix. You're giving a cool session on building components and services for the programmable web. I can't say that word, programmable. What are you guys going to be talking about?
Well, as most people know, the web's sort of going through a transformation. And what I'm going to be looking at is how do you actually leverage the power of that, and specifically using some of our new technology in terms of Atlas, as well as what we've shipped in ASP.NET in version 2.0, and show how the two really make it simple and powerful to not only consume web services and data over the web, but also how a publisher of those services can actually enable other developers to much more easily make use of the service they're offering.
So you have all, I'm reading the description of your session, and you have all these cool hot buzzwords. You have gadgets and mashups and Windows Live and Virtual Earth. How does that all come together in your session?
Well, the way to think about them coming together is how you create a compelling user experience for a end user of the web, where different pieces of services bring different pieces of interesting data that make sense together, but when you have a shared concept that binds together different pieces of information. For example, Virtual Earth brings location as a shared piece of context that you can then key off and use several other services off of. So in a sense, it allows people to build applications where I would have previously have had to sort of, as a user, piece information together. So naturally, it brings together a lot of technologies, and it sort of brings the question of how do you make it simpler for the developer to build these things in a consistent fashion.
So when people come to Mix and they attend your session, what are they going to hear that they haven't heard before? What's new?
Well, there's a bunch of things in Atlas that are going on right now that make it really simple to make use of these services. So there's a bunch of new work that we're going to be releasing at the Mix conference in March. They're also going to see some of the ways you can actually use ASP.NET 2.0 in new and interesting ways that actually haven't been displayed before, but the capabilities of ASP.NET can be actually harnessed in this space, and I'm hoping to show some of that too.
Have you been thinking about the demos you're going to show? You're going to show off some sexy stuff?
Yeah, I do have an application called Virtual Places. But I'm really fond of showing, but I'm probably going to build something simpler along the way and kind of show, taking this model that I show, what you can end up with and hopefully kind of lead people along the session. I still do have to think of the specific demos, but there's a lot of interesting stuff to show.
So as you may know, the folks who are coming to Mix, a lot of them are not Windows developers. They're not familiar with .NET, for example. They're using other platforms. How can they take advantage of this technology easily?
Well, I think there's a part of the session, obviously, that kind of is geared towards showing the value that Atlas and ASP.NET bring to this overall space. But I think the concepts that I'm going to talk about probably transcend some of the specific technologies. And so I think that there's a little bit of something for everyone, really.
So for you personally, what's the most exciting thing about this technology?
I think the exciting thing is it's just a new way to look at the web. It's kind of like oxygen in a space, kind of rejuvenating everything. And it's great to be a part of that. It's great to be building a technology that makes it simple for developers to go after that space. In new and interesting ways. That's the first one possible for us to go for tools and go for experience.
And what do you think is going to surprise people in a pleasant way about what you're going to talk about?
I think just getting a sense of where as a team we're going, kind of giving a first glimpse at new directions. I'm hoping people are excited by that. We're not going to be able to put everything out necessarily on day one, but I do want to share the roadmap and some of our ideas, and obviously also hear from people and get their feedback. Is this the right direction? what other things we should be thinking about. This is we're also learning as we're building these things. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm thinking that'll excite people.
All right, great. So we'll see you in Vegas in March.
See you all over there.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Nikhil. And you can find out more about Mix06 and register at Mix06.com, March 20th through 22nd in Las Vegas. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is the Mix06 Buzzcast, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.